Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Sleep Deprivation Institute's secret underwater headquarters somewhere off the coast of Iowa, it's the man dedicated to keeping the internet completely wired. This is Which Goes Off with Widget Walls.
Friends are dead. Not what it used to be. Now you'll never have a place like home to rest your head.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Widget Walls, and you're listening to Widget Goes Off here on QuickStopEntertainment.com. Oh, hello, everyone. Hope everyone survived Thanksgiving relatively intact. We are here in the midst of December, and as promised, I am back after 2 weeks with another edition of the now bi-weekly Which Goes Off, simply because I am tapped for time, so I hope you've missed me. I've missed all five of you. So, let's see, what do we got to talk about? First of all, I'm not going to go into the full box office coverage, but I would like to point out about the, I'd mentioned it before, about poor Daniel Craig as James Bond getting his ass handed to him by some penguins. And that's pretty much been the way it's been for 3 weekends. It's just impressive that, you know, they're both over 100 million now. And although Bond cost 150 to make, so it's still got a ways to go. But I'm not worried about it because, I mean, you know, internationally, Bond has always been strong, even when he sucked. I mean, internationally, they love Bond, any kind of Bond. So I'm assuming that that will stay the case here as well. But we'll see. So 3 weekends of happy feet, and who knows. And so that got me thinking, though. I mean, first of all, let me just tell you that I actually went and saw Casino Royale. Yes, I went to a theater, and I went to the cinema, and again, had some dumbass sitting behind me going, well, what are they going to do now? It was unbelievable. It's like, look, fucker, nobody's seen the movie. Nobody knows the answer to your question. Your little cute rhetorical questions might be nice if you're sitting in your fucking den, but otherwise, shut the fuck up. What are they gonna do now? So when the credits were rolling, I turned to Cosette and was like, oh my god, the credits! What are they gonna do now? When the dumbasses were walking out right beside me. I hope to god they heard me. Jesus Christ. Oh, god. So, you know, that's the only problem is people... You know, maybe the problem is that we've gotten such big screens in our dens that, you know, we just look at the screen up there and we go, it's just a bigger screen. I'm still in my den. What are we going to do now? Motherfuck. Anyway, so that was annoying. But anyway, film itself was kick-ass. Daniel Craig was kick-ass. It was exactly, it was a return to Bond basics, which is kicking ass. So I was very pleased with it. Very, very happy with it. Nice action, lots of boom, lots of great acting, lots of plot that actually made sense. It was good. So, you know, Daniel Craig can have it for a little while, as long as he wants it, because he's quite good, and then we can bring in Clive Owen and everybody's happy. But anyway, so I was looking at the box, I started thinking about, I was like, wow, you know, we've got Happy Feet, and we've got all this stuff coming, and I'm like, what's coming up for Christmas? Because don't you remember when Christmas used to be like a time to put out, you know, family movies that are supposed to, you know, it's supposed to be another big swelling of well, people are going to be out of school and out of work, and they're going to want to go see movies and stuff. So what can we give them that will do this, right? And so I was looking on Box Office Mojo for the actual box office, and then I started looking at what was coming out for the rest of December. And for the most part, what do we got? We've got not a lot. It just seems thinner to me. It seems like the one with the biggest footprint as far as on the, you know, that people are most aware of as I scroll down through here is honestly Apocalypto. Now, that's kind of interesting. First of all, isn't it interesting that what's being called an extremely violent movie, Mel Gibson, violent movies? What's being called an extremely violent movie, okay, about the end of a civilization, right, with, like, heads being chopped off and hearts being pulled out and all this shit, right? Who at Buena Vista was like, you know what? December. That's when we need that film. That's when we need that film. We need some. We need some good old fashioned decapitation and you know primitive surgery. That's what people want around the holidays. Whose idea was that? Now I'm not blasting the film, mind you. The film actually looks interesting to me. Passion of the Christ, which was essentially a snuff film, you know, wrapped in religious overtones, had nothing to offer me. But this, actually, I am intrigued enough that, you know, if somebody was like, let's go see a matinee of this, I probably wouldn't I wouldn't fight them off. You know, as much as, you know, Mel Gibson, whatever he's going on in his personal life, I could fucking care. But I mean, I think he's an underrated actor. And you know, he's probably a good director. I don't know. Did not see Passion of the Christ. Or Man Without a Face. That was his first one, wasn't it? But Apocalypto, why was that December 8th? Whose idea was that? And I'm just curious, what is like, you know, you're at Warner Brothers. I'm looking at the list here, Warner Brothers. And you're like, you know, how do you counter-program against, you know, isn't it Incans? I want to say it's Incans, but don't quote me on that. But how do you counter-program against a movie like that? It's just so oddball. In fact, I think that's probably why I want to go see it, because it's so fucking oddball. But anyway, so that's the biggest one. Now, you've got Charlotte's Web coming out on the 15th, right? Which I have seen zero advertising or anything for, right? I think I've seen that FAO Schwartz, I want to say. Again, don't quote me on that. We've been getting, we're drowning in catalogs, in holiday catalogs here at the Techno Cave. I don't know why. You know, it's not like we order that much shit. I guess they thought, and they're killing us with this. So I want to say that was FAO. Now, it's Paramount, so perhaps they're doing all their advertising on Nickelodeon, which is probably smart, okay? But I haven't seen shit on it, and honestly, no matter how cute Dakota Fanning is and how good an actress she is, because I really think she's a good actress, I have no interest in seeing that. Aragon, which I think we've talked about before, I saw the trailer in front of Casino Royale, right? It's like, we get it, there's fucking dragons in your movie, okay? And you manage to score some killer cast, right? Boring. It looks boring as hell. I'm sorry. And, you know, The Pursuit of Happiness. And, oh, God, the people behind me at Casino Royale, they kept talking for 5 minutes about how happiness is misspelled. It's like, it's that way on purpose. It's like you need the little brackets with the SIC in it, right? At the end of the title, just to shut these people up. I wish they were one of my 5 listeners. Dumbasses. Anyway, Dreamgirls, which appears to be, has a decent footprint. I mean, I don't know who wouldn't want to go see it, honestly. I mean, Jamie Foxx, you know, good musical. And it looks like it might be the resurrection of Eddie Murphy's career. Now, I know what you're thinking. Eddie Murphy, right, hasn't exactly had an unhealthy career recently. Because he's been doing family films, right? The Shrek, I mean, Shrek made a lot of money, right? So he's on board for Shrek 3, But you know what I'm talking about. Remember Eddie Murphy? Remember we had this guy called Eddie Murphy, and he was funny. Remember he was funny? And he was good for stuff besides family movies. So, I'm hoping that this brings Eddie Murphy back. The Eddie Murphy. You know, not the family happy-ass Eddie Murphy. I want Eddie Murphy back. So I'm hoping for that. Good Shepherd from Universal is coming out on the 22nd. Looks good. Christ, I'm amazed that it finally got made. I think I saw a copy of that script like 96. I don't even know. So that's been in development hell for a long time. Night at the Museum, which no one cares about. Rocky Balboa, which no one cares about. I mean, you know, I like Sylvester Stallone. Don't get me wrong. I like Sylvester Stallone. I'm one of the 3 people on the planet that enjoyed Oscar, okay? I think that Stallone is a funny guy, all right? I think Copland was a waste of his fucking time and everyone's time. What a shitty movie. But so, Rocky Balboa, why? Why? Why, Sylvester? Why? Why are you going back and doing this? Why are you going back and doing Rambo? I can only hope that you're getting paid enough so that you can go do something else. That's the one. If it's the Michael Caine excuse where you need a house, I'm cool with that, dude. If you need the money to go fund some other film that you're going to do that's actually interesting that someone gives a shit about, I'm cool with that, dude. I'm fine with it. But otherwise, what the fuck are you doing? And that's it. Then we get to the 29th, and we've got Black Christmas, Wait a minute. Is this right? Hang on a second. I got to click on this. I'm sorry. I just saw this. What is this? Black Christmas. Oh, okay. They're releasing a horror movie called Black Christmas on Christmas Day. What the fuck were they thinking? I mean, come on. Come on. Let's face it. Black Christmas, right? Silent Night, Deadly Night, whatever you want to do, right? You release that the weekend before, okay? You don't release that on a Monday, which is Christmas Day. You release that the Friday before. Why isn't this coming out on the 22nd? Are they that scared of Rocky Balboa? It's not like, what were they thinking? Oh, God, that's a terrible place to put that. Why not just open it in March? It would make more sense. Ugh, anyway. But you see what I'm saying? I don't even see a lot of... I mean, maybe I'm just not recognizing, except Perfume. Jesus Christ, that was a terrible book. I'm seeing, oh, Dreamgirls goes wide on the 25th, right? I'm not even seeing a lot of what I would consider to be, unless they're really obscure and I'm just so out of the loop, Oscar nods, right? Because basically what you would, unless, oh, maybe that's what they're doing with Black Christmas. You know the whole thing, right? If you open on Christmas Day in, I think it's one place in Orange County, Los Angeles. As long as you open there, I think. They may have changed the rules, and I may be remembering them wrong because I've got a head like a steel sieve. But then if you do, then you're eligible. You just have to play for 7 days. It doesn't have to be Christmas. It just has to be 7 consecutive days, I think. I think that's right. So, you know, maybe that's why they're opening Black Christmas, because they want it to be up for, Best Actress for Lacey Chabert. Whatever. So I don't know. I honestly don't know. It just seems to me it's very thin because, you know, Charlotte's Web might break out for a family film, Pursuit of Happiness, maybe for a feel good film. I mean, it looks like a total rental, Jesus Christ, rental. But no, as far as what I'm looking at here, it looks like, Apocalypto is the, you know, I would be laughing my ass off if Apocalypto is the runaway hit of Christmas, you know, and then what could you do? You couldn't stop Mel Gibson at all. And, you know, sadly, if it doesn't do well, right, if it doesn't find an audience, then they're going to chalk it up to the fact that he's an anti-Semitic ass, right? And I don't think I have to say allegedly in front of that because it's pretty much on record, isn't it? So I wonder how much that's going to affect, you know, again... End of a Civilization, hearts getting carved out, and, you know, the people that would be so offended by that they would... It seems to me if you're going to be so offended by his dumbass comments that you're not going to go see the film, that, I mean, it would be one thing if he was, like, making a film about, you know, if he was doing Jerry Lewis's film, The Clown That Cried. Okay, then we could talk, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. It seems to me like the people that weren't going to go see the film weren't going to go see it anyway. I don't know. It's fascinating. It's an interesting position that he's put himself in. Poor bastard. Anyway, I can't, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't feel sorry for him because what a dumbass. Okay. But you know, even if you think that way for real, you're a dumbass anyway. That's what a stupid fucking way to think. But to actually go on record saying it is unbelievably even more dumbasser. It's incredible. I mean, if you're going to think that way, just fucking keep it to yourself, all right? Especially if you're a public figure. With a film coming out, a risky film. In fact, do we have a... hang on, let me look for a budget. He probably could fund it himself, shit, over what he made off of Passion of the Christ. There's no production budget listed. He probably funded it. I think he funded it himself. But can you imagine the people who are working his money the day after that he had that incident? Going, oh, we're fucked. I don't know. I just don't know, folks. All right. What else do I want to talk to you about? Yes. So I'm going to give you a link over to Open the Next, which is a blog that has information about, and this is where I found it first. Bailey mentioned this to me. And let me just read you part of this so we can set this up. And it's going to go back to something. This is going to be an anti-MPAA screed. So if you're sick of that, if you've already learned your lesson, then you're fine and your class dismissed. All right. But if you haven't, then I want you to just listen to this. I want you to listen to this. No, even if you've learned your lesson, just hang out long enough to hear this bit. okay, then you can go. If you're still wondering what the whole anti-MPAA thing is about, then hang out, okay? But just listen to this, because the title of the article that he posted is "The MPAA Hates You," and that's very true, as we've discussed before. But that's not even what's important. What's important is I want you all to understand the extent to which the MPAA does hate you and does want to control entertainment. Now, we'll talk about that more in a second, but just listen to this. Here's a little snippet. The MPAA is apparently pushing for legislation that would require you to register your home theater system, defined as any television over 29 inches and a couch, with them at a cost of $50 or face steep fines for unlicensed public display of films. According to the MPAA's Dan Glickman, just because you own a DVD doesn't mean you have the right to show it to your friends. Now, weigh that for a second. Just think about that in your head, okay? 29-inch television. Okay, I have a 32-inch television right now, okay? And I wouldn't even consider it a home theater system because I'm just too fucking lazy to set something like that up, right? But I have a home theater system because I have a 32-inch television and I do own a couch. So I apparently would have to register with the MPAA for $50. Now, I don't like anyone. I don't invite anyone over to my place. So, you know, it's not like I'm going to be showing anyone things over here, right? Besides, the place is fucking messy. Who would want to come over here? But yet I'm still, because of that, I'm still going to have to, because I own DVDs, I'm going to have to go and pay the MPAA, according to this legislation, if it gets passed, $50. Can you fucking believe that? Now, they're serious. They're serious. And really, no one should be surprised. Now, first of all, let me read something else. Let me read the first part of the next paragraph. Now, I'll give you a link to this article where you can read it. And for the most part, I agree with what he's saying, but here's something I want to impress upon you. Let me just read this next little bit here. This is the latest in a string of attempts by the MPAA to change the fundamental structure of our copyright system from one where purchasing a copy of a movie confers certain fair use rights, among them the right to make a private, non-commercial showing for your friends, to one where you can't even purchase your own copy of a movie. Now, let me just say this. What have I got lying around here? Okay, I'm looking at a copy of Forbidden Planet, all right? This just came in. Forbidden Planet, the two-disc special edition of Forbidden Planet, with Leslie Nielsen before he was reduced to playing comedy roles, although you could consider Forbidden Planet a comedy role, depending on how you're looking at it. So this is from Warner Brothers. Now, I'm not picking on Warner Brothers. I got nothing in particular against Warner Brothers at this moment. I'm sure I could come up with something if I racked my brain for about 5 minutes, maybe even 5 seconds. But for right now, this is just a total example. Okay? So, in my mind, I'm holding it up like I hate it when I do this. I'm holding it up to the mic like you can fucking see this, all right? That's how fucking stupid I am. But I'm going to set it down. I'm going to try not to touch it again. I'm touching my Forbidden Planet. So if Warner Brothers wants to sell this with some kind of stupid ass license that says by me owning this, by me buying this, by me breaking the seal on this DVD case, that I don't have the right to show this to anyone but myself and maybe my immediate family, okay? If they want to do that, I think they should. I think they can. I don't see any problem with that. And I know you're saying, Widge, what the fuck are you talking about? Let me explain. Now, if they own this movie, all right, if they own the rights to Forbidden Planet to put it on a DVD, in my mind, as long as they own the rights, okay, and this isn't, and by doing that, they're not breaking any, you know, if they're only licensing, perhaps, you know, like, for example, Criterion licenses their movies from other folks, right? So as long as they're not breaking any contracts on their side, they should be able to do that. Now, they should lay out what that means to you, the consumer. And then you, the consumer, should say, you know what? Fuck it. It's not worth it. I'm not going to buy it. Now, here's what we don't understand anymore. And here's what I've been trying to impress upon you people, is that we've gotten to the point where we have forgotten who has the power. All right? You people, and maybe you're all nodding your heads and you already know where I'm going with this, okay? But you got to remember, a lot of folks, I mean, shit, there are people in this country who think, and I'm not trying to wax political here, but just stay with me for a second. And I'm just talking about America because that's the only perspective I have. I'm not, you know, I can't speak for what the situation is in the UK. I can't speak for what the situation is in China. So the only reason I'm speaking just for here in America is because that's the only perspective I have. And I don't know enough to speak for anybody else's. I would love to hear somebody else's perspective on this. I think I got a listener in New Zealand. What's the New Zealand perspective on this? I would love to hear that. But here's my thought. In America, the concept of government is that we, the people, have given certain powers to the government. Whereas if you talk to people in government these days, they are of the opinion, mind you, that the government bestows powers on the people. They think the government has all the power and they give certain powers to the people. When no, that's totally fucked. It's the other way around. Now, we owe our wonderful education system here in America to the fact that people actually believe that this is true. That's total bullshit. Same thing that they believe we actually live in a democracy when we're actually a republic. Because remember, folks, a democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting for what's for lunch, okay? Don't let anyone tell you anything differently. Democracy equals bad, okay? Unless you're in the majority, and then I'm sure you're happy to have lamb for lunch. But if you're the lamb, then it sucks for you, right? And I don't know about you, but I'm a freak, which means I'm in a minority, and I'm sure that I would get eaten for lunch. So, the same thing is here. The studios have gotten to the point where they think they have all the power. And they think that they can bestow these rights on you. And you know what I say? I say exactly what I've been saying this whole fucking time, which is if you don't like it, don't fucking buy it. Okay? If you are sick and tired of this shit going on, then don't buy it. If it scares you that you may be paying $50 for this shit, okay, for just owning a couch and a television, then don't buy it. Now this is going to be really interesting because I would think that Sony, right, is a signatory of the MPAA, right? Sony Pictures, and yet so I would send a. I'd be interested in a letter-writing campaign to the head of Sony Electronics saying, you know, I'd really love to buy a television over 29 inches, but I can't because they're going to charge me more for it. I mean, how is it that, you talk about not knowing what one left hand is doing and the right hand is, you know, stabbing a sheep or something. I mean, Jesus Christ. If it affects the bottom line for these companies, they will stop. They will stop. If you exert your rights as a consumer to not buy shit that you don't agree with, then they'll stop. Until you tell them to stop fucking you over, they will continue to stop fucking you over. And until that their sales for DVDs and their sales at the cinema and their sales in CDs and whatever else slides into the fucking toilet far enough for them to realize that they've done this to themselves, then they're going to continue to do this. They're going to continue to pull this shit. So, and I had somebody stop me the other day. I mentioned something about the fact that if you don't like, if you don't like stuff with DRM on it, don't buy DRM. Well, somebody stopped me. They said, so are you going to stop covering DRM laced products on Need Coffee? I said, no. Are you going to put a warning label on it that says that it's got DRM? I said, no. Why should I? It's not my fucking problem. I said, I cover this stuff so I can get it for free. I'm not paying for it. Congratulations, you figured it out. So, I'm in the clear as far as I'm concerned. I don't think I'm breaking any, I don't think I'm being hypocritical at all. I don't have a problem with it. I went and saw Casino Royale. I don't know what fucking studio put out Casino Royale. Actually, it was probably MGM, right? Hang on, let me look. I think it was MGM. I want to say it was MGM. Of course, yes. Well, it was picked up by Sony. Because, you know, they had to do something since Warhead 2000 didn't work out, apparently. And if you got that, then you get 5 WGO points. Anyway, but I'm fine with it. I mean, considering how many movies I went to go see in the theater this year, which is maybe, Jesus, 3, maybe. I think I'm in the clear personally. So, but my point is that here's another way to turn it around. Okay, I've got a book. Okay, I got two books, in fact, that are in print. You can find them on Amazon. All right. What if I told you that you can buy my book, right? Mystics on the Road to Vanishing Point. Well, no, let's go with Magnificent Desolation. That's easier to say. So my short story collection is called Magnificent Desolation, right? What if I told you that by buying the book, you could not loan it to anyone else, that you were basically buying a license to read the book yourself, and then you could do nothing else with it except put it on the shelf. In fact, you would have to check with me before you actually loaned it to the library once you were done with it. Now, what would you do? I'll tell you exactly what you would do. You would not buy the fucking book. If Stephen King were to put out a book and say that you had a license to, basically read the book and do nothing else to it. You couldn't, in fact, you couldn't dog-ear the pages. You couldn't take notes on it. You couldn't do anything else with it. You couldn't loan it to anyone else. Nothing. All right. If King were to do that, even if you were a Stephen King fan, you'd be like, this is bullshit. And you wouldn't buy the book. I don't think you'd buy the book. Now, what's the difference between that and Forbidden Planet? What's the difference between that and anything, any product? You know, if there was a car that they said would only run, a particular kind of gas, basically the parameters are not to what you would like. You know, it would only run on supported interstates, you know, or anything. I don't know. Work out your own metaphor. I haven't had enough Red Bull. Do you see what I'm saying? You wouldn't buy the car. So why do you buy the DVDs? Why do you buy the CDs? Until you stop, okay, and until you start supporting artists and companies who like you and don't hate you, the MPAA and the RIAA will continue to fuck you at every given opportunity. So all I'm saying is, think about it really hard next time if you're complaining about this stuff, all right? And I'm just trying to warn you, okay? Because I'll sell my fucking 32-inch television before I'll go get a 29-inch television before I pay the MPAA $50 because I just ain't gives my ass. And how are they fucking going to know? Are you going to have MPAA narcs running around? That would be amusing, wouldn't it? Anyway, I'm just trying to give you people a method for dealing with this that will actually work. And it's the only way that will work. Legislation won't work. Crying to Congress won't work. None of this will work. The only way to get these people to pay attention is to hit them in their wallet. And you have that power every single day. And I want you to think about it. Just all I'm asking is think about it. Know the decision that you're making. Don't blindly spend money with these people and then wonder why you're getting fucked over. Like I said, I went to go see Casino Royale because I wanted to go see Casino Royale. I know they're using the money I put into the coffer to fuck me over. I know that. But at least I know that. Do you know that? I'm just asking you to know that. That's all I want you to do. And, you know, like I said, me paying $8, or at this point, $9.50, I think it was, for one movie isn't going to be that big of a deal. But if you buy a lot of DVDs, if you buy a lot of CDs, I'm telling you, you're funding these idiots. So, and if you want to give me shit for going to go see a movie while I'm saying all this stuff, fine, give me shit. I don't care. I used to go see, I used to go see movies with press passes all the time. I once watched 100 movies in the theater in 1 year. How sad is that? And now I'm down to 3. That just shows my enthusiasm for the cinema experience, as we've discussed before. But anyway, you can just watch for this MPAA shit to get more and more ridiculous. And I'm telling you, that they will figure out a way to do it until we stop giving them money. So there you have it. So feel free to write me and tell me I'm a hypocrite at widgesucks@needcoffee.com. Those emails never fail to amuse me. And that's about it. So I will see you guys in 2 weeks. I'm urging you to check out the other stuff that we have to provide to you here on Quick Stop. Come and hang out on Need Coffee. Come check out the Gab Fest. We just, if you're looking for gift ideas, we just reopened our Extreme Cafe Press store with all kinds of crazy shit in it. So I urge you to come and check that out if you're so inclined. But yeah, so that's about it. So I hope you have a lovely 2 weeks, and we will see you, I guess, right before Christmas, so we can all talk about the stuff that we wish we were getting and we're not. So there you go. So until next time, I shall simply say, be good.